WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A majority of Bryan City Council members agreed with the Planning and Zoning Commission to allow the construction of apartments in a residential neighborhood that overwhelmingly opposed the project. Before last night's 6-1 vote, Mayor Andrew Nelson was on WTAW's The Infomaniacs explaining the concept of apartments as one form of transitional land use.
That buffer could be an office building. It could be an apartment complex, multi-family uses. So in terms of city development, it's ideal. It's exactly what you would call for, so that you have some type of buffer. Even though at some point you go from residential to something that's not residential. How do you make that transition?
The only council vote supporting the neighborhood's appeal against apartments on Bristol came from Mike Sutherland. The council majority added requirements for the apartment developer to address drainage and sewer issues. That's in addition to all the requirements placed on the project by the P&Z board earlier this month. The Norman G. Police Chief was arrested yesterday following a standoff lasting 4.5 hours. According to DPS, just before 2 a.m., the family at the home of Charles Herford called 911 concerned about their safety. Responding officers located Herford in his vehicle and attempted to pull him over, but he refused and eventually evaded them. Herford returned to his residence and refused to come out. Leon County Sheriff's Office deputies and Texas Rangers negotiated with him for several hours before he finally left and turned himself in. Herford was charged with deadly conduct and evading arrest. Bryan police responded to an assault at the Block 12 apartments on College Main Monday night around 8:30. According to the report, the victim said he was with his girlfriend at her apartment when her husband came in and attacked him with a machete. 38-year-old Gia Vu of Houston was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim did suffer a laceration on his hand after trying to grab the machete. Blinn College is increasing its tuition and fees for the 2017-18 school year. The Board of Trustees approved a $2 per credit hour tuition increase for in-district and out-of-district students, a $7 per credit hour increase for non-residents, and a $9 per credit hour fee increase for all students. According to the Blinn news release, the new rates are estimated to generate about $4.5 million in additional revenue, which will fund increased operating expenses and a 3% salary increase for staff and full-time faculty. The salary increase will offset an expected 7% increase in employee insurance costs. And the House is scheduled to vote on the repeal and replacement of Obamacare today. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he's going to vote yes for the Trump-backed health care bill.
My guess is that it will pass. Here are the challenges with voting no. If you're voting no, you're voting to keep Obamacare. If you vote no, you're voting to leave all the Obamacare taxes in place. If you vote no, you're voting to continue funding Planned Parenthood. And if you vote no, you're voting against the biggest Medicaid reforms in the history of Medicaid.
Flores says a delayed or no vote is a vote to keep Obamacare because there is nothing else on the table that would clear the requisite number of votes in the Senate. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8 at 63 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal. Metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Good morning, it's 810 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And we got a little bit of weather for you, too. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here we go.
A large high-pressure system controls our weather. We stay fairly warm the next several days. Clouds followed by sunshine, breezy, 80 to 85. Clouds overnight, breezy, 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures 75 to 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clearing, 55 to 60. We'll have a sunny day on Saturday. High Saturday, 75 to 80 degrees. It should stay pleasant into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, in addition to it being Chip and Dip Day and Tamale Day and Puppy Day, it is Meteorological Day.
Oh, okay.
So, there you are. So go thank a weather person.
Meteorological.
Yeah, good for them. So anyhow, we had some other emojis, but I threw that paper away.
Oh.
I don't have that anymore. There's some more, I think, food emojis that are going to be out there.
I know. We got off on April the giraffe because there's not a giraffe emoji, but there are two camel emojis.
See, now maybe pop culture, because
I think so. She's got a chance.
Because those guys and gals are going to meet in June, so we'll see how that happens.
So if April is still pregnant in June, then
yeah, well, that would definitely
it's a possibility.
Be, that definitely would be a deal.
The rate she's moving.
Yeah. So what do we have? The story last week that there was a medical emergency, and they asked if there was a doctor on the plane.
And there were like 60 of them.
Yeah, tons of them there. Yeah. So because we see that in movies a lot.
Right.
You know, is there a doctor on board?
Mm-hmm.
There is a medical emergency on one of every 604 commercial flights out there. And there is a doctor on 11 out of 12 flights.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not a bad place to have some sort of a
problem.
Medical attention thing. Interestingly, if you're flying to Italy, the chances are even better that there is a doctor on the plane, because so many medical conferences happen in Italy, apparently. So that's
nice place to go.
Okay, there. So a lot of news today. I mean, and I hope everything turns out all right. In Normandy, that is an unusual story.
Yeah.
Very unusual.
I guess we'll hear more as time goes by. But we had discussed yesterday how suddenly we just got this announcement that they were not going to have school.
Right.
And now we
know why.
We know why. So.
Yeah. And very interesting from my perspective, dealing with a very small town and the way it's ran and trying to get a hold of people,
mm-hmm.
and very tight-lipped,
sure.
until, you know, they had, you know, a lot of no comments and things like that. So it's a different world, and you kind of forget that.
And mm-hmm. and probably because it was the police chief's family that initiated
everything.
It makes you think, okay, well, there's some personal stuff that's going on that has been exacerbated by all of this stuff,
right.
And they have to, when it becomes public record, then there's information that they can generally give, but no specifics at least yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure we'll learn more. Disney has been ordered to pay nearly $4 million in back wages to theme employees who were paid less than minimum wage while working as a costume Disney cartoon character.
Huh.
That is not an easy job.
I can't imagine.
Not saying they need to get paid a lot, but definitely at least minimum wage.
Well, yep. Ought to be. Well, you got to stay in character.
You got to deal with like creepy dads.
that too.
And moms.
Yeah. The Cinderella thing, see that, or Snow White thing. See,
all the princesses, they're like not allowed to touch them.
Yep. If you're, you know, if you're in a costume, like, you know, a big headed costume,
yeah,
that may be
different.
A little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know, maybe not though.
Well, yeah, but it's true. At the same time though, no matter what you're wearing, there could be kids who are a bit problematic, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Between
screaming
crying and
children,
screaming at you, punching you.
Yeah. The ones that don't believe that you're the character you're saying you are.
Yeah.
I mean, uh-huh. I bet you get more kids who are either afraid of you, mad at you, or just jerks than you actually get nice kids trying to take a picture with you.
Yes, I believe that's probably right, because they're already at the world's happiest place, so they're going to do what they want to make themselves happy.
That's right.
How do you not pay the minimum wage? Come on, Disney.
That's it. $4 million. I have to pay it up right now. A little bad publicity. So if you like breaking news and history, there is a new app that you might want. Timebound is an app for learning about the past in an unusual way. It allows you to follow important historic events hour by hour and minute by minute. You can join the Titanic on her maiden voyage.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, witness the hunt for Jack the Ripper, see the first landing on the moon, experience Woodstock, and lots of other things. Some events, such as a space flight, will last only a few hours or days. Others, like World War II, will continue for years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, think of it as Twitter or a New York Times breaking news alert for historical events. You'll be notified
awesome.
About every twist and turn of an event.
It's kind of cool. It's like living in a storybook.
Yeah.
For example, if you decide to do the World War II thing,
yeah.
that's going to take you 6 years.
Oh, man.
Because that's how long the war lasted.
Yep.
And you will receive real-time updates.
And so it's just a matter of when you decide to start that journey.
Exactly.
That is real. How much is it?
That doesn't say.
What is the name of it?
Timebound.
Timebound. Yeah, why don't you go look that up? And in the meantime, I'll tell you that a new study from the American Journal of Public Health says that CVS helped its customers quit smoking by pulling cigarettes off the shelf 2 years ago. Smokers who purchased cigarettes exclusively at CVS stores were 38% less likely to buy tobacco after the chain stopped selling the cigarettes. In addition, cigarette sales dropped 1%. That's about 95 million packs, in 13 states in the 8 months after CVS pulled tobacco off the shelves. They did that in September of 2014, so good on them for that.
I can't find Timebound. I wonder if it's only available on Android.
Yeah, because I can't find it either.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you Googled Timebound?
I'll Google. No, okay. I was looking in my app.
Phone. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I got you. Yeah. I got you. Okay, we can see what that might be like. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, as we look that up, sleeping on it is really good advice. We often get the urge to make a big decision if we're unhappy or we're stressed. That's when smart people are most likely to make bad choices. David Welch is an author. He's written a book called Decisions and Decisions. He says, you don't have time to sleep on it. Well, you know, you've got at least a half an hour. So go for a walk. Go have a beer. Do something different. The idea is to give your unconscious mind a chance to kind of weigh in on whatever this happens to be. You're much more likely to make a better decision when you remove yourself from a situation, focus on something else, and then come back and revisit it. So there. Timebound.
Okay, it is still in the Kickstarter phase.
Ah, okay.
So it is a Kickstarter campaign, and they are looking for $20,000.
Oh.
They've only got about $6,500.
Okay.
It will be available for both, and right now it says it's in iOS beta, or it's iOS beta ready for testing, but it will be eventually released on both platforms.
Awesome.
But can go to the Kickstarter campaign and search Timebound, and it kind of gives you the whole deal about everything. So
you know, what if you drop $500 on them? Are they going to give you something special? What happens there?
It says it will be free to download.
Okay.
A limited number of events will be free to follow. Then the full Timebound archive will be available via a monthly or annual subscription.
Okay.
Yep. And then I think it did say something about their backers getting
stuff.
Yes. So Timebound will officially be released on both platforms. All of our backers who buy a subscription will be able to choose between the two.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway.
All right. That's it. Timebound. It does sound like you
it
say.
It does sound cool.
To be in the midst of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So someone who was recently laid up in the hospital posted a list on Reddit of things they wish people had brought them. Apparently, they got a lot of flowers, which is great, but some other stuff that's kind of practical. For instance, moisturizer, because they had to wash their hands a lot, so they got pretty dry. Air is dry, too. Also, they wish they had some chapstick. A really long phone charger, like one of those 10-foot ones.
Yeah.
So they can still use their phone while it's charging. Gift cards to any restaurant nearby that would deliver. Some hospitals do allow that. You need to check and see with the nurse or the doctor first, clearly, because there may be some special dietary things that need to be done.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be ordering in, you know, cheeseburgers
and
bacon.
Another thing they wish they had were some condiment packs. So if you if you've got that drawer that has the 27 little ketchups and mustards and mayonnaises in there, drag some of those up to the hospital. That that might help out. Anything to keep them entertained, like a book, deck of cards, iPad, so they can maybe watch Netflix or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
A sleep mask and earplugs. The beeping from the machines get annoying. Sometimes nurses do their rounds at unusual hours. They got to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes it hard to sleep. So there you are. Just some things to think about if you happen to have somebody who is in the hospital.
Okay.
All right. So it's time for Girl Scout cookies and beer.
Like together?
The Southern Tier Brewing Company in New York has made a new beer called Thick Mint.
Oh, high I see what you
stout.
Did there.
Thank you. Brewed with cocoa and mint, and they say it tastes like thin mints. The beer isn't officially sanctioned by the Girl Scouts. No kidding.
Really?
But it dances around the trademark violation just enough that you should be able to get your hands on it if you really want to try
it. Gotcha.
Okay, it's out there.
I would try one.
Sure.
Well, again, what are you going to do with the other
three or
five or whatever you've got going on? Yeah, or other
half
of the
first one. Oh, you were
going to
drink
one.
A whole one?
Oh,
yeah. I was
going to
say,
yeah,
what do you do with the rest of the bottle after the sip? Yeah.
Okay. With that in mind, a recent survey revealed the average person walks 900 miles per year. Okay.
Okay.
Another survey revealed that the average person consumes 20 gallons of beer per year.
Mm-hmm.
The conclusion is that we get 45 miles per gallon. See?
Nice.
Just put those two together. That's what you got.
Pretty
I
darn
like
good.
All right. So now, if I say the word dating app to you, have you heard about this?
A dating app?
Yes. Like... Yeah. One in particular?
I think our Fox folks had a story about it today. I'm trying to find it right now, that a college student in Michigan, I think at Michigan State, he got turned down on a date. They've got way too much serious news in here.
Oh, come on, Fox.
That stuff
we want
on.
The fun stuff.
Yeah. We want come the on. Dating app story.
All right, okay. I'll go find that. We'll come back and hit it here in just a minute.
Okay. I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Starting on Monday, Wells Fargo depositors can withdraw money using a smartphone at any branded ATM. The San Francisco-based bank decided to apply the smartphone technology to all of its 13,000 cash machines after testing it in select locations. Wells Fargo will be the first U.S. bank to roll out cardless machines across its entire network, an option it says will protect customers against data theft. Microsoft has agreed to license a batch of patents to Toyota as part of its strategy to become a key provider of connected car technology. Microsoft has been racing to convince car makers to build connected car services using its Azure cloud computing service. The utilities that are clients of Toshiba's nuclear power plant construction unit, Westinghouse Electric, have hired advisors to prepare for its potential bankruptcy. Reuters says the move comes as Toshiba sees Westinghouse's bankruptcy as increasingly likely. Crude oil trading at $48.37 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures a bit higher. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
825, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, I'm just stunned. I don't know if you heard the Dow Jones report. Westinghouse is going to file for bankruptcy.
Wow.
Westinghouse.
Been around forever.
You can be sure if it's Westinghouse. That was their saying. I mean, they have. And named after a guy, George Westinghouse. I mean, a real person. Toshiba bought them. And they're apparently going to have some... It's going to be difficult times for them.
So now you can be sure if it's Toshiba.
Yeah. Sears, we hear that. We hear now that Sears may be going away. Mm-hmm. I mean, just stunning stuff that's happening. I had another story today about three companies that had closed as well. I'll go find. I mean, again, times change. Times change. Mm-hmm. Businesses change. Okay, here we go. Here, this is a virtual dating app story, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
21-year-old Joey Adams, a junior at Michigan State University, says he got up the nerve to ask a woman out. She asked him if he had a dating resume. When he said no, she rejected him. Now, Adams is prepared. He made a CV listing out his skills, like makes good small talk with parents, acts like a dad in public, and cries during the film Marley and Me. Adams says he's looking for a honey who has a nice family, enjoys sushi, adventures, and good movies. He shared the masterpiece on Facebook. Now people are taking notice. Adams says he's been invited to several formals, and the phone calls are overwhelming. But he says he's just having fun riding the wave. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A resume.
When in doubt, go viral, I guess.
Yeah.
That is the thing is, I mean, just kind of she started the story like that's a thing.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I've never been asked for my resume.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what you're supposed to put.
I'd send the middle finger emoji.
Yeah, right? Okay, there you are. Well, I mean, I guess, is that the thing, like long walks on the beach and that
sort of
thing?
Well, and maybe he didn't have, like, because usually you can put a bio, so you can put, like, an about me, and that's where people would list those types of things.
All right.
Maybe he didn't have one, and so when he reached out, she said, well, hey, tell me about yourself, but maybe she worded it like that. What's your dating resume?
Or maybe she wanted a list of references.
Yeah, it
Who
could
knows?
Be that, any of those things, okay, but...
It ain't good for him.
I love that. Communicates well with the parents.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Sears.
Acts like a dad in public.
In public, yeah. Sears stock fell 12% after the company said ongoing concerns about whether or not they can survive. The CFO of Sears, Jason Holler, took to the company's blog in an attempt to calm investors. Bloomberg News also reported Payless may file bankruptcy. The shoe folks... I think we've got one here in town. We used to have more than that. Mm-hmm. I know we have one. Also, the female fashion chain Baby, B-E-B-E?
BB.
BB, mm-hmm. Said it's exploring statistical options about closing all of their 170 stores across the United States. Also, the Limited and Wet Seal have scaled down or shut down all of their store locations
this
year.
They both left Post Oak.
Man.
Within, like, the last couple of years.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So, apparently, they are completely going away.
Wow.
Well, the market changes.
It does. It changes, and there are so many individual boutiques now for women, and there's so much online shopping, and that's just kind of, you know... I don't even on Instagram, you can find clothes and they link to it automatically. And so when you see it on a person who looks really great in this picture, you think, oh, that's a great top. Click on it. It links you to where you can buy it. And bam, now you have it.
It makes perfect sense because especially with ready to wear, you have to be so deep.
Right.
You have to have so many of a certain size or whatever. You take those gut sizes and you really stock up in those. Then you got your money tied up in that inventory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why, go ahead.
Yeah, well, even a local boutique here recently closed its storefront, but they remain in business online only because she was doing so well online.
Sure.
And just thought, you know, the storefront, it's okay, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of upkeep. If I can just do everything online and still make a great business, then why not?
Well, you end up being a go-between because the manufacturer is not going to sell direct to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is you don't have to inventory it.
Yep. Comes You're not out paying of, for rent.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Comes out of that warehouse, whatever.
Yep.
It ships to your door.
Yep.
And so that's just one more thing. And because you can buy almost anything that way, you're perfectly comfortable with it. And probably not too distant future, people will demand that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll expect.
Oh, yeah.
We've discussed how free shipping is a real inducement.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And there are hard costs involved in that real shipping. We know that. And you know, FedEx, pretty big company. So is UPS.
The only current downfall and the only thing that brick-and-mortar stores have over delivery services is that if you walk into a brick-and-mortar store, you can have it right now.
Sure.
Whereas otherwise, you have to wait.
Well, but it's like waiting on little presents in the mail, Brad.
Yeah, that's a true thing.
They're getting better, and I know that a lot of places like Amazon and things are working towards like one-hour delivery and stuff like that.
Crazy.
So when that happens, I don't know what's going to happen to brick-and-mortar stores.
Well, the brick-and-mortars that can survive are the ones where their workers have product knowledge, because you may not be able to get information, especially with a new product, as far as that's concerned. Yeah, you can get a review on Yelp for something or CNET if you want to find something that's
tech-based. Yeah.
But there may be something else that you really do want to touch and hold, and if that's the case. But how many people, you know, are we talking about there? How many folks have to have that before they make the purchase? All right, it's 831.
If you think that you personally or your company's employees could easily spot an email phishing scam, listen how not one but two major U.S. tech companies got tricked out of $100 million. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The U.S. Department of Justice has nabbed a Lithuanian man who tricked two American tech giants, one of them a well-known social media company, into transferring $100 million to his bank account. He simply opened a fake account using the same name as a major Asian-based computer hardware manufacturer that the tech companies routinely purchased from. Then he sent the American companies a bill. Seeing the name and not checking the account numbers, the American companies transferred the money, all $100 million. The FBI says this is a wake-up call for even the most sophisticated corporations and their accounting practices. Phishing scams are not always easy to spot. The latest tech news 24/7 is at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a Sunday with five times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33 at 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's going to cost you more to go to Blinn College next year. According to a news release from the school, its board of trustees approved an increase in tuition and fees to help offset increased employee insurance costs and an anticipated decrease in state funding. A new apartment complex bordering an established Bryan residential neighborhood can be built over the objection of those homeowners. That's after the Bryan City Council voted 6-1 last night, supporting the permit approved earlier this month by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The council's vote followed an official appeal of the P&Z permit from property owners near the complex on Bristol, near 29th and Villa Maria, behind Hillier Funeral Home. Mayor Andrew Nelson, who voted for the apartments, talked about the project before the meeting on WTAW's The Infomania.
This is really a zoning change request from one commercial use to another. Right now, they could put a hotel on that site. As I understand it, I think it's limited to seven stories. I'm a little skeptical that it could be seven stories, but certainly it could easily be four or five stories. We've got to look at what would be the traffic impact for that. If they put a Whataburger there, what would be the traffic?
The only councilman supporting the property owner's appeal was Mike Sutherland. The Normandy police chief was arrested yesterday morning following a standoff lasting 4.5 hours. According to DPS, just before 2 a.m., the family at the home of Charles Herford called 911 concerned about their safety. After several hours of negotiation, Leon County Sheriff's deputies and Texas Rangers convinced Herford to leave his home peacefully and turn himself in. He was charged with deadly conduct and evading arrest. And the vote on health care is scheduled for today. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says President Trump visited their GOP conference meeting this week.
Said that he wanted this bill to pass and that he considered to be critical to the rest of our agenda for the rest of the year. And he told us that he hoped that all of us would be on board with it. And then he also laid out some of the consequences that happen if this thing fails.
Flores says he is going to vote yes for the bill. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 63 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Whether you're in need of toolboxes, towing hitches, bed covers, grill guards, headache racks, winches, or any other item to customize your truck or SUV, Texas Truck Riggins has it, along with an experienced, knowledgeable staff that takes great pride in providing professional installation that's second to none.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Since my daughter has been at Athena, I think she has not only learned, but she has learned how to learn.
The tutoring is one-on-one, and they build a relationship. They learn his strengths, his weaknesses, what's the best way to attack his issues, and create a strategy for him.
We reach the children where they are. Then we find ways to work with them. We go above and beyond to make sure that that unique child has just what he or she is needing.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
A large high-pressure system controls our weather. We stay fairly warm the next several days. Clouds followed by sunshine, breezy 80 to 85. Clouds overnight, breezy 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures 75 to 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clearing 55 to 60. We'll have a sunny day on Saturday. High Saturday, 75 to 80 degrees. It should stay pleasant into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The one thing he doesn't mention is there's an 80% chance of rain tomorrow. If it does rain, it's probably going to happen after 1 o'clock. It won't be a lot of rain, but nonetheless, at least be aware of that. And then looking forward all the way to Wednesday, it looks like we'll have a temperature still in the 80s. Let's head over to Austin. State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm good. Good morning. It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
We're still here.
Well, you are. And it's getting to be a busier time of year. And, you know, that's you've got a lot of things that you are staying busy with. Tell me what's going on this week in Austin.
What a good week. We'll start with the positive stuff. First of all, Brian and Waco firefighters stopped by the office. Of course, it's Firefighter Day, I think, on Wednesday. And good to see all those guys. You know, you talk about a group that I will always have their back, and I think they know that and appreciate it. So it's always good to see them in the building.
Sure. I guess we're still wondering what's going to happen with the budget. I saw a story yesterday that said that at least for the time being, y'all are keeping the $800 million in place having to do with border security because you're just not sure when that change will come on the federal level, huh?
Absolutely. You and I alluded to that last week. Safety and security is number one issue. So if we keep that $800 in place and find one or two places in the budget that the House and Senate and even the governor can agree on, we're doing good.
You know, I saw yesterday that the Senate, I don't know, has done kind of some creative bookkeeping, it looks like, and they're going to loosen up $2.5 billion. I saw that the speaker really wasn't too pleased with that that move that that they're trying to over on the other side of the Capitol.
Correct, building. And I've been trying to wrap my hands around it. I've got you've got the Senate's version, and you, Joe and the House appropriations don't agree with it. You know, from day one, since we've been elected, we've not been a big, or I've not been a big fan of budget gimmicks. So, you know, when we have the opportunity to pay our bills, let's pay them. You know, whether we move that a day, a month, or we push it down the road, we still got to pay it at one point. But the ESF, or the Economic Stabilization Fund, is running, it's going to be near $12 billion. We got a cap on it. We will not spend below $7.5 billion. Let's pay our bills now, not play with the gimmicks, and not force anybody to make a hard vote over a gimmick. Let's take care of our bills and do what's right.
State Representative Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin. I've talked to Senator Schwertner this week and also Representative Rainey, and asked him this. The leadership style is different with this governor. Governor Perry gave marching orders. I mean, he pretty much put his agenda out there and said, these are the things I want to get accomplished. We've got some bills, for instance, the bathroom bill, which is really pretty controversial, and the governor has kind of made mention of that one time, but tell me about the different leadership styles and how that changes you as a representative.
Excellent point. You know, we come in three sessions ago. We've got Perry, the longest-serving governor. He has successfully taken the power from the lieutenant governor and put it in the governor's office. Then we have a new slate of statewide elected officials. And, you know, the most impressive thing about last session, they all had their emergency items. They all had a plan. We knocked it out, and we didn't go to special session. So from a selfish standpoint, it was great. Now that challenge or that void of power, and you know, we can argue where the governor is now and where the lieutenant governor, you know, there's kind of a tug of war going on, and you know, with the speculation who's running for what office. But we've got 140 days to take care of Texas business and get this budget for the next biennial passed. We need to be clear. We need clear leadership, but we need direction. And you know, we've not seen the governor over here in the Capitol in a few days, so I'm with you. I'm kind of trying to figure out where to go. But from a House standpoint, we know what we can take care of on our side, and we're going to keep moving the train down the tracks so we can get our work done before the 140 days ends.
Sure. Anything else that's going to happen today or tomorrow that we need to make note of?
No, I don't think anything. We've got some third reading bills today, and it should close out the week, and we're waiting for that Senate budget to come over next week so we can officially start that process and compare numbers.
State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us each week. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time. Safe travels if you're coming back this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'm headed back tonight. I appreciate that, Scott.
Right. Have a great day. Thanks. All right, let's turn our attention to local, and Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
Good. You were on our newscast, I think, two weeks ago, when we were talking about the numbers from the golf course.
Yes, sir.
Operating numbers for that. There's a lot of red ink over there, and I know it spikes this year because you're looking at some equipment expenditures, right. But $200,000 a year deficit, is that fair?
Yeah, on average, that's probably pretty close, sure.
You've been, that's in your overview. Has that been, how long have we been tracking at $200,000 a year in a loss, would you say?
Oh, 5-6 years.
Okay. Anything changed since then that has caused that number to go up, or is there anything that'll change it to go down in your view?
Probably not. And we look at revenues based on rounds, and so that's one way to change your revenues, and then also fees. And so we look at that on a regular basis and try to balance that so that we hit the right number of rounds but not have fees so high that they dissuade golfers from coming to Bryan Muni.
What's the advantage of the city having a golf course in your view?
Sure. To me, it's almost like a giant park. And so while a park may not be everybody's thing, a golf course may not be everybody's thing, but there are certain individuals that appreciate parks and there's certain individuals that appreciate golf course. So it adds to our quality of life.
Do you think that Bryan's view when it comes to park, or let me ask you this then, if you made it a 9-hole golf course, would the numbers cut in half? I mean, theoretically?
Well, I don't know that your numbers would cut in half. I think you'd probably still have about the same number of golfers. You go to Hearn, for example, they have a 9-hole course there. You can play it twice, you play 18 holes. And so it just all depends on how you want to set it up.
But by that way, you could free up some land at a very central place. That's sure. A great location for a lot of things. Has there ever been any discussion to your knowledge that might be one of the options you have?
Oh, I think if you go back several years ago, we actually had a firm come in and look at several different properties, and Brian Muni was one of those. And there were different configurations that were laid out with different types of park amenities as well as holes or golf course amenities.
Sure. Hugh Walker joining us from the City of Bryan. Been a while since Daryl's been in to talk to us about parks, but again, that's in your overview there. Where are we with parks as far as the view of the kind of parks that Bryan is trying to develop for their their citizens?
We've made a lot of progress in the last 2 years in particular. The council's been very generous in providing some additional funding. And so we have what we call a park improvement plan, and they have made a lot of improvements with new equipment, just upgrade and upkeep of what's there, replacing trails, just a lot of different things just to really spruce up our parks, and we'll continue to do that for the foreseeable future. So there's a lot of things going on there. We also have some other projects. We have a new skate park that just opened about a month ago. It's extremely popular. If you haven't been by there, that's Williamson Park over near the golf course. And we've really cleaned that park up. You'll see a couple new pavilions going up to replace some old ones, new restroom. It's just a neat-looking park now and very popular. So a lot of things going on.
Trending, more neighborhood parks or more the idea? I mean, at one time we were looking at a super park, and again, things do change, but what is the trend in the future for cities, do you think?
Sure. We're still trying to do the neighborhood parks, but also look ahead and look for something bigger. And so lots of people say, what is a super park? Well, it's really, you define what a super park is and what you want to put into it, and then it's a super park. So I think we still want to look in that direction, but we do have a couple new neighborhood parks coming online as well. Edgewood subdivision over on the west side of town, in the Edgewater subdivision. We're working on a new park there. And then Siena on the east side, so off of Old Reliance. We're also working on a design of a park there. So we have some neighborhood parks that we're working on as well.
It looks like the ETJ has been discussed for the first time in 40 years. That means that there's possibility of some annexation coming up. But still in all, aside from that, the entire west side I still think is such a great deal because that's a blank slate. You can pretty much make that what you want. City of Bryan's view as to what needs to happen over on the west side as far as amenities are concerned and such?
Well, as it continues to grow, we have to grow with it. And we have a parks master plan. If we're still talking about parks, we have a parks master plan that has identified a number of different areas in general where we can place parks. And so as development, just like Edgewater, as that continues to happen, we'll have to consult with the parks master plan, the comprehensive plan, and make sure that we're managing growth to the best of our abilities.
Hugh Walker here from the City of Bryan, Deputy City Manager. Okay, aside from parks, kind of from a planning standpoint, what's in place, what needs to be put in place over on the west side right now?
Ooh, that's a broad question.
Prioritize, I guess,
sure.
For me.
I think we are finally seeing, I shouldn't say finally because it happened several years ago, but the retail side of it, I think that's going to be important. I think at some point you'll begin to see some hotels. Stella, for example, is just the first step. I think you'll begin to see some more hotels over in that direction. And so it will begin to grow just as the east side has. And the east side took a while, obviously. And so now it's time for the west side. But again, it will take a little while. But you'll begin to see additional retail, Stella, things that are going on in Traditions, a lot of things going on right there. So those will really push us, I think, over the edge. So you'll see other things that follow.
And likewise, let's go over to the east side now because they're going to extend University Drive east out farther. That's going to mean new development over on the east side. What's the timeline where the city needs to have things in place over there?
It will be somewhat dictated by the development, and we're working closely with, as far as I know, most of the developers that have plans there. And so we'll want to make sure that as they develop, we're able to provide the infrastructure and the other resources to meet their needs. That goes from anywhere from extending roads. Sometimes the developer does that. Sometimes we do that, depending on what needs to be done. Infrastructure, as far as water and wastewater, we have to make sure we can take care of any demand that may come with that.
You came here when?
1995.
Okay, so you've been here for 20 years, basically. What are you doing now that you didn't imagine you'd be doing 5 years ago?
There are a lot of different things, anywhere from the way that we manage growth, and that changes as trends change, to new technologies that change on a regular basis, trying to keep up with that. The amenities that we offer in parks, pickleball. Who heard of pickleball 20 years ago?
I love it. I don't know what it is, but I love it, yeah.
And so there's just different trends that we have to try to stay up on. And I think the City of Bryan does a really good job of knowing what's popular out there, I hesitate to say that we're on the bleeding edge, but we're certainly, you know, close to being on the cutting edge. So we like to see things that have been tested, and we try to bring them to Brian. Skate park being one of those. Yeah. We weren't on the cutting edge when it came to having a large skate park, the concrete type. We had the modular type, and so we were a little slow to change, some people might think. But I think once we did it in a big way.
Mm, yeah, it is. It's a dynamic time for the city. There's no doubt about that. Got anything that you want to share with us today?
I've got three things I have to make sure I get in.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
we have
Blue Bunny coming up.
Okay.
So get ready for Easter.
Yeah.
That's April 1st from 9 to 11 at Sue Haswell Park. And we'll have the Easter Bunny there, so you can get your picture taken. That's sponsored or hosted by the Police Department and the Parks Department. AARP Foundation is providing free and personal income tax filing assistance at both the libraries, so at Clara B. Mounts and the Larry J. Ringer Public Libraries. And then finally, at the Clara B. Mounts Public Library, we are offering homework assistance to those kids that are in grades K through 12.
Wow, anything.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so Monday through Thursday from 5 to 6:45.
Oh, good idea. Do you have to make an appointment, or do you know any of the
nuts
and bolts?
You just walk in, and they're there to help.
Wow, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. All right, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, Hugh Walker here from the City of Brian. Let's turn our attention to the Humane Society, and Lee is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well, how are you?
Good. What do you got for us today?
Well, this coming weekend, we're going to be out at the Vet School Open House. It's an annual event, and we're almost always out there as well, and I'm expecting a lot of changes with that because they've done a lot of additions, new buildings. So
you got to know where to go,
there's
right?
a good chance we're not going to be in our usual spot.
Okay.
Obviously, that's all to be determined when we get out there. So that's April 1st. And then we have April 8th, our annual vaccination clinic. Usually this was in conjunction with Adopt-a-thon, but we've retired that event due to the other events we have going on throughout the year. And we've moved the Adopt-a-thon rabies vaccination clinic to this coming April 8th weekend of... it's also going to be Name Your Own Price Adoption. So it's kind of a little bit of a different event, not quite as large scale as Adopt-a-thon, because we do have Wienerfest in the fall and stuff that's kind of really taken a precedence over Adopt-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
So the rabies vaccination clinic, $25 to get your rabies vaccination and your county tag. County tags are required by law for every dog, cat, and ferret here in Brazos County. People get really concerned about rabies vaccinations. Great. Fantastic, because skunks and bats are the number one rabies carriers here in Brazos County. But they, I think, sometimes fail to remember there's other vaccines that your dog especially needs, because they're out, you know, you're taking them to the parks, you're taking them out and about, and it's possibly exposing them to things like parvovirus, which lives in the ground. So that is DHPP vaccine, very common, but I think is somewhat in some degree getting missed. We are just encouraging people to do that as well. So we're offering that. So you're going to pay for your rabies and county tag, you're going to get a free DHPP and a heartworm test as well. So heartworms, easily preventable. Get your pet on a monthly tablet. They even have some products out there. It's once every 3 months, once every 6 months. Talk to your veterinarian. They can best advise you on what your needs are and your pet's needs are as far as what preventative they need. And a lot of them, they're combining your heartworm preventative with flea and ticks and stuff like that as well. So just a lot of care for your pet. We also are going to be offering microchips as well for $25. That's our normal price, though. You can come by any time at the shelter. $25, no appointment necessary to get your microchip for your pet. If your pet is microchipped and you're like, you know, I don't know if it's current information, whatnot, you can bring your pet by any point in time, and we will scan your pet, let you know if it does have a chip or doesn't have a chip. And then if it does, let you know what we would find in our system. And if it's not current in our system, we can tell you if it is, what type of chip it is, because there's quite a few out there. And if you've, you know, adopted a pet from another agency, there's a good chance that they have a chip as well. And we can tell you how to direct you back to, you know, getting that information updated, whether it's a, you know, one of our, maybe our old Avid chips, because we now use 24-hour Pet Watch chips. There's Home Again chips. There's just, I could go on and on, but there's a lot of options for you with your microchips. And our goal is to get your pets back home to you. I know the animal control officers throughout Brazos County are working hard to make sure those pets are getting home and never actually having to come to the shelter. So that's going to save you some fees and then save that space in the shelter for a pet that might not have ID and someone's looking for it. So that's all that information can be found on our website, aggielandhumane.org. org and information on our Facebook page as well.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with folks from the Humane Society on Thursdays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill. Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet presents the fashion event of 2017, Thursday, March 30th through April 1st at the Downtown Bryan Ice House. Come see the latest in fashion from top designers across the nation, supported by Brazos Valley's local boutiques. Last year's event was sold out, so don't wait. Get your tickets to the fashion event now. Tickets available for all three nights. Go to thefashioneventbcs.com or stop by any participating boutique. Proceeds benefit the Mercy Project. The fashion event, the most stylish event of the year, March 30th through April 1st, presented by Caldwell Country Chevrolet.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
About 4 minutes till. Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, more evidence we're cartwheeling into the ocean. Apparently, the answer to how many millennials does it take to screw in a light bulb is zero, because we don't have any who know how.
Oh, no.
According to a new survey, 1 out of 8 people under the age of 35 say they don't know how to change a light bulb.
Wow.
Now, that's only 12%, but still.
The fact that it's
under 35 years old.
Yeah. Once they're done exploiting their parents for free labor, they'll blame them. 20% of the millennials say,
yeah,
well, the reason they don't know how to do basic home repairs is because their parents didn't teach them.
Not a bad point.
Oh,
yeah,
man. Well, but look, you have to be interested enough to know.
You have to ask.
Now,
and sometimes.
My dad was not a handyman, no doubt. I don't know that I'm a handyman, but I know how to do a lot of things around my house.
I can change a light bulb.
Okay,
yeah.
Changing a light bulb, not that big a deal. If I'm needing to change the light switch, I'm not so sure I'll do
right, that,
you know, but still.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, when it comes to, like, changing a tire, sure, maybe somebody should tell you how to do it. But a light bulb, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
And you know what? There's YouTube.
Yeah. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Yeah, that's right. Those things are, you know, at least in U.S. America, that is always the way
true, that
it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that. Okay. Now there's a review of thousands of fossils, and we're going to have apparently a new theory that could turn the classification system used for dinosaurs on its head.
Oh, man.
Cambridge University is reporting this. They're, in fact, they say their researchers have concluded that there are two groupings that may, in effect, be wrong. Traditional names would have to be altered. Now, look,
you
tried to get us on the metric system, and it didn't work. We're not going to change the name of dinosaurs now.
No.
Don't be telling me that T-Rex can't be called T-Rex,
yeah,
for instance.
Yeah, I'm not changing it.
First science comes after Pluto, and now they're coming after
the
dinosaurs.
What? Nothing is sacred.
Right?
Nothing.
Okay.
Back in 2013, a company called Mars One announced 3 trips to Mars in 2023. The only catch, it's a one-way ticket.
Ooh.
And believe it or not, tens of thousands of people have applied for the chance to die on Mars.
I mean, if you have nothing else going for you.
Okay, now that some time has passed, the chances of going to Mars actually does seem like it's a realistic possibility. New survey asked people, would you do it? 1 out of 10 people said, yes, they would. They would leave Earth to go to Mars forever. Look, just because you don't like what's going on here doesn't mean it's any better there.
That's true.
Just
try Canada first.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
then make the decision.
Yeah, or go to Europe or something that's a little bit different, yeah, but don't need to be doing that. All right. Okay, ways to lose 30 pounds in a year.
All right.
Okay, always leave 3 bites behind. Yeah, you do until it's something really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
People have a natural tendency to eat what's in front of them.
Or then you end up with an obese pet.
Yeah. Obesity transference. That's what we call it. Okay. Skip the sugary drinks.
Duh.
Simply not necessary. That's right. Eat just two foods at a time. People offer bowls of M&Ms in 10 colors, ate 40% more than those who were offered only 7 colors. The more variety there is, the more you eat. So just put one thing there or two things on your plate.
How are you supposed to eat a famous bowl?
Ah!
Right?
The question of the ages.
Well, I mean, technically, if it's all mixed together, it's just one thing on
your
plate.
Yeah, that's it. WTA.